Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and don't forget all the other things you can do when you get there. You can listen to archives, you can read articles, and also I'll remind you now, I want to keep telling you about this little wrinkle that we've got. I'm really excited about it because I think it's something that you guys can use to your advantage. After we go off the air, after the live show is off, you can, within an hour, you can go and listen to the individual archive of each one of our members. We've always been able, each guest that we've had that day, we've always had that ability to do the, to listen to those archives. But now we make it even easier for you because all you got to do is go to the schedule, this week's show schedule link on the left side of the page, and the little speaker beside the name of the individual. That's how you can find the link directly to that archive. And so you can do that today, a little bit later on today. Giovanni Cortolo is our guest and our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's Director of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in our nation's capital. Giovanni, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's sure a pleasure to be here again.
It's good to have you back.
Well, it's always great to be on your show because small business is what it's all about. We're here in Washington D.C. where the weather is nice and sticky, and which makes the politicians a little more pricklier, I think, sometimes.
and probably more interesting. Giovanni, you guys had big doings last week, didn't you? Tell us what happened in the U.S. Chamber.
We did. We had our board of directors in, and I had my small business council in town, and that's kind of my brain.
Who are those people? Who are those small business council people?
They're small businesses that own different businesses throughout the United States. They own restaurants and dry cleaners and consultants and all transportation. We have even this woman, Mary Kismith, from Colorado, owns a trucking company, and just a dynamic person, and they come to town. They're my eyes and ears. They tell me what's happening, and they also come to town to make a difference. And we had them in town, and they were just absolutely fabulous.
Well, they're your bona fides, aren't they?
They sure are. They keep me real.
And what you have them do?
Well, we certainly sat down. We interacted with a lot of congressmen and senators, and we even had Chairman Bill Thomas here to speak to us. Mm-hmm. So we really got a lot of information as to what's happening. We kind of interfaced them to what's happening on Capitol Hill, where they can go up and let them know what's going on, and certainly again educate me as to what are some of the most important issues to them.
Right. Well, and what were some of the big things that they had on their mind?
Well, we had several issues that came up. Obviously, health care is always a big issue.
It's always on top, isn't it?
It's always on top. But there was some tort reform issues that were introduced into the House. One, affectionately known as the cheeseburger bill. And, we had a few of those small business members that have restaurants, and they said, doggone it, we don't want to be sued for people that overindulge in our product.
Right.
There is a bill in Congress that they shouldn't have to be one, but there's a bill that says, if someone overindulges or someone eats, they can't sue the establishment for obesity.
Well, and this is where people were trying to sue McDonald's and organizations like that for the fat content or whatever their menu when people become obese because they eat at their restaurant on a regular basis. How ridiculous is that?
Well, there certainly has to be a certain amount of personal responsibility in the actions of everyone, and you can't just open the doors to sue everybody for every defect that occurs.
Well, is the cheeseburger bill going to pass?
Well, it's in the House. We expect it's went through committee. With several other tort reform bills that we support. One was making gun manufacturers not liable for the actions of a gun if it's used in a wrong manner.
Right.
right. and another that stops frivolous lawsuits. They've gone through committee, and they're actually awaiting House floor vote, and we're actively pushing them.
Right. Now, it's nicknamed the Cheeseburger Bill. What's the official designation?
Well, the official designation of let me see if
in the House. Do you have that?
It's H.R. 554.
Well, the reason I say that is some of our folks, you know, will call, and especially folks if you're in the restaurant business or some of these businesses, and this could happen to almost anybody, this kind of a frivolous lawsuit. So we all ought to be paying more attention. And if you want to follow up with your member of Congress, your delegate, any of your delegation, you don't want to just say the cheeseburger bill, you want to know the number. So it's H.R. 445.
No, 554.
554. H.R. 554.
That's correct, and that's the House designation of this
bill.
All right. Bill.
And is it simultaneously in the Senate, or is it going to the Senate?
Well, not at this time. It's only introduced in the House, and it's introduced by Congressman Keller. It has a great support.
Where's he from?
Keller, I believe, is from Pennsylvania.
Okay. But, all right. Good deal.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for tracking that, and I know you'll be keeping us posted on that progress. What else is happening?
Well, we just filed comments on the American with Disabilities Act. DOJ has requested comments, and they wanted to change the standards for the American with Disabilities, which, you know, certainly we have to make reasonable accommodations, but these really go too far. Currently, for instance, your entrances, 50% of your entrances have to be,
accessible.
Accessible for the disabled.
Mm-hmm.
They want to raise that to 60%. So if you're a small business with two entrances, both those entrances have to be handicap accessible.
Why are they doing that? Is this to create more lawsuit opportunities?
Well, I think there's good intentions behind it, but sometimes there are unforeseen consequences in what they're doing. Certainly, if you have a huge building, increasing it by 10% is not much, but if you have a small building, it does create hardships. Another aspect to this is if you have a bar or a countertop in a restaurant, currently you can have a table to have a handicap accessibility, but what they are suggesting is you have to lower a portion of that bar or counter to 34 inches, which could create visual plus a lot of problems in trying to accommodate.
Well, another reason why they once called this the Lawyers Retirement Act instead of just the Americans for Disabilities Act. Stand by, Giovanni. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend, Giovanni Cortello. He's with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Giovanni Cortello is here, too. He's Director of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and our good friend. And we're talking about some of the issues that are hot in Washington these days, especially relative to small business issues. You know, Giovanni, I want to make sure that nobody in the audience thinks that you and I are meanies because we sort of poke fun a little bit or because we are maybe, at least me, I'm sometimes quite often a little bit sarcastic about the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act. This has nothing, my attitude about the ADA has nothing to do with my attitude about people who are disadvantaged. It has to do with the ability for trial lawyers to take those kinds of laws and impose hardships on business unnecessarily and create opportunities to sue those businesses. That's what I've got a problem with.
Yeah, well, Jim, you point out a distinction that's very important, and there are predator lawyers that have actually developed a cottage industry of going around suing for minor variations in the ADA. In other words, your door is 1 inch smaller than it should, and they actually have the right to sue under that law, and you don't
even,
have the right to correct it.
They got to go out and find a plaintiff first, though.
Right, they have
which they do. They go hunting for one.
Yeah, they do. And they bring, and there was one case out in California with the same plaintiff in 100 or so lawsuits. And the business, they don't even care if the business corrects the minor variation. It's a question of their developing a revenue stream for themselves. And that's certainly not what the law was intended to do.
Well, and of course, the holy grail for them is to work it into a class action suit.
Yeah, well, we've been able to hopefully curtail some of that with class action reform
right.
we had earlier.
But which gets it out of the state and into the federal courts.
That's exactly correct.
Right.
And we were very fortunate to get that passed after 6 years, I may add.
Mm-hmm.
But here in Washington, you talk about being hot, and obviously when that issue comes up, we can talk about the energy bill, which is going to be addressed this week. You know, it's amazing.
What are the chances that the energy bill will be passed this year?
Well, I think we have a good chance, and it's going to be addressed in the Senate. You know, so often small businesses for many years, you know, they're just worried about whether their trucks are starting,
right.
And now all of a sudden they come up to the pump and they're worried about whether they can afford the gas to fill
right.
those trucks,
right.
And all of a sudden that becomes the impetus behind energy. It sounds like a big issue, but for small businesses, it does have a lot of redeeming aspects.
What are some of the things that are in it? Some of the things that might help small businesses in this energy bill?
Well, it provides incentives to upgrade our electric power grid, develop and build more hydrogen and hybrid power vehicles, develop coal gasification plants, build a new generation of nuclear power plants, and use renewable energy sources. A lot of this spurs R&D. It spurs new businesses. It provides a more stable supply of energy for our small businesses. Small businesses can't afford the wild fluctuations in power, whether
That's right.
Whether it's the
electricity or natural gas or gasoline.
Gas at the pumps.
Is this bill also going to include new drilling opportunities like in ANWR, Alaska National Wildlife Reservation?
It would also allow exploration for oil and gas in a small portion of ANWR, and this is something.
And folks, I'm sorry, I don't have the images of the little reindeer running across the tundra like CNN does every time they mention ANWR. I'm sorry, we don't have that for you, but you can just imagine that. That's a little sarcasm there, Giovanni.
Every time
CNN talks about ANWR, they never ever show. Small businesses paying too much for gas at the pump and it hurting their businesses. All they show are little reindeer running across the tundra as if you know some mean industrialist was going to be running over them with a big vehicle or something. And of course, who knows? For all I know, those reindeer that picture was taken in Sweden or something. But anyway, I get really irritated at that kind of political journalism.
Well, it's extremist to its extent. I mean, you have to provide exploration. We have to be able to have some stability, and that's a small portion of this bill. Obviously, we have to have a national energy strategy.
We're more dependent upon foreign energy than ever before. Kiplinger reported this on our show a while back, and in the last 25 years. We haven't learned anything from the last oil crisis. We are now more dependent than we ever were before, and we're becoming more dependent every year.
Absolutely. But this bill would also explore other sources of energy, renewable
right.
energies. It has...
Solar and wind and those kinds of things.
Absolutely, and it provides tax incentives for that.
Right.
This is where we have to go, and we have to have that strategy in place.
When is that going? When is the vote? Is that in the House right now? Or is it
well,
in
it
houses?
Passed the House 249-183. And
right.
It's HR 6 in the House. It's being addressed in the Senate, it's one volume of the bill at a time is being addressed in committee. And we looked for this thing to be out on the floor this week. In fact,
really?
Wow. Senator Domenici will be having a press conference, and we're going to have one of our small business landscapers be part of that press conference.
Well, we look forward to hearing you give us continued reports on this in the months ahead. Giovanni, thank you for being here. Give us your website, please.
www.uschamber.com.
Hope you'll check it out, folks. Uschamber.com. A lot of good stuff there. Thank you, Giovanni. See you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Quick break, right back with Ken Croson. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.